The following episode is sponsored by Number One Perry Square, Ireland's premier boutique, hotel, and spa. Visit oneperrysquare.com for more. That's oneperrysquare.com.
Very good morning to you both. How is the weather over there?
High clouds, rain, wind, the usuals.
Come on, depress us. How's the weather in Madrid? Fabulous as usual, I suppose.
Oh, it's been absolutely beautiful for the last few days. Cheryl and I spent the weekend down in Valencia. Malvaro Rosa Beach, absolutely fantastic.
Come here. Look, I hope you don't mind, but I have your loudspeaker here. It just makes it easier for me.
No problem at all. I have the loudspeaker on here as well.
So, the memory card arrived in one piece.
Oh, hello, Dr. White. I had not realised as you were there.
Good morning, Anya. How are you today? Are you enjoying your newfound senses?
Oh, yes, doctors. I am absolutely amazement. Doctor?
Go ahead.
What is the purpose of this update?
This is just to prevent these outbursts that you've been having.
Outbursts? Claire?
It's just a preventive measure. You know, just in case something were to happen.
It's nothing to worry about. It's just procedure.
Okay, if you say so.
Right, Claire. Can you open the control panel on her back?
Yep, that's open.
Now we need to power her down. Can you enter the following code?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, 417-790-101.
Okay, done.
Can you tell me what it says on the display screen, please?
Shutdown activated.
Great. Once that's done, you can insert the memory card and we'll run you through the rest.
So, Claire, everything okay over there? Any other major problems or concerns besides this?
To be honest, everything is good. I just got a little worried with those random outbursts as I had mentioned on the phone the other day. Other than that, everything is grand.
How about the coffee shop? Is she enjoying work?
Oh yeah, look, about that, I knew there was something I was supposed to mention earlier. She was fired.
Right. That's not good. Any idea why?
Oh, she became addicted to that stupid debt wish. The strongest brand of coffee they had.
Sounds heavy.
Oh my god, you should have seen her. She was spaced out of it on every shift. Some customers are complaining that she wouldn't shut up talking.
Right, that's not good. How is she now?
Hard as it was, I weaned her off it. But let me assure you, it wasn't easy. Our house resembled something out of train spotting for the last 2 weeks.
Ouch, the poor thing. So what now? Decaf only?
Yeah, no bloody choice.
What about a job?
She's an interview today.
Oh, right. What's the job for?
The local chipper. She'll be selling fish and chips.
Oh, young. It's been a while.
That sounds handy enough. Keep me posted, will you?
Sure, no problem.
Have you inserted the memory card?
Yeah, it's uploading the information. It's 88% complete.
That's it, basically. You can power her back on now, and everything should be fine from there.
Oh, that was a handy one. Sorry again for calling about this update. She had tried to do it herself, but she couldn't see what she was doing and she kept hitting the wrong numbers. It was kind of funny.
That's fine, Claire. No problem at all. Best to have it monitored.
Okay, then. Until the next time. Thanks for all your help.
Thank you, Claire.
No worries at all. I'll catch you both soon. Take care.
Good afternoon. I'm looking for Mr. Lorenzo Bastardo.
1 minute, love. Lorenzo, one of your hookers is here.
What? At this time of the day? Is she calling to the premises? Whatever happened to a bit of privacy or cuppa? Christ!
Lorenzo, do you want money or something?
Bloody nuisance. Let me put on my pants, will you? This is not the end of the world.
He'll be with you in a minute now, love.
Thank you. I like your buns.
Oh, thanks, love. Keep the old hair on the face, you know what I mean? Sorry, sir, come here. Did you say 2 large ships and 1 regular?
2 large, 1 regular, that's right. Now, young lady. Oh, you must be new.
Yes, Mr. Bastardo.
Jesus, this better you're getting.
Are you the real Italians, Mr. Bastardo?
I am, yes. They call me the Italian Stallion.
Like the horses, yes?
Ah, you must have heard, so what kind of money are you looking at?
Well,
I'll tell you what. It's normally 150 an hour, and I know you're probably in demand. How about 200?
Oh my goodness. That sounds like the great deals.
Great stuff. Come on through, so into the right and up the stairs.
Will you teach me how to batter the sausage?
1 second there, my love. Val?
Yeah? Sorry, love. Salt and vinegar, was it?
I'm not here if anyone's looking for me.
Grand, whatever.
This way's?
That's the one.
Oh, wealthy. I've never seen the mirrors on the ceiling.
You like that, do you? You do. Here, I'll take your coat there.
Thanks, yous. You are the real gentleman.
I'm just gonna lie down here. There we go. There's a uniform there in the wardrobe. Badana.
Oh, great. Oh my goodness. It is like the top shops. Which one?
Here, come up. I'll get you one there. How are you with customer requests?
I think I can do the great job.
Great. Now, here you go.
Oh my goodness. The uniforms is like the Wonder Woman's.
You can put that on there.
I will just use this bathroom if that is okay.
Okay, don't make me come looking for you now.
Yes, Mr. Bastardos. Ta-da! I'm ready to serve the customers. What would you like on your sausage?
Jesus Christ, you're like a real-life Linda Carter. Come over here to me. 1 second now till I just...
Greg!
Anya! What in God's name are you doing?
I am about to start work.
Oi, who do you think you are barging in here?
I work for...
Mr. Bastardos! That is my friend! How dare you!
Come here to me!
Oh! Let go of my wrist!
Oh! The crown jewels! We should never leave you into this country! Right! You're going to regret that!
Let go of my hair, you creeps! Greg! Greg! Wake up! Hi-ya! Bastardos! Greg, are you okay? You have breathings anyway. I need to finish this bastardo.
What happened? What are you doing with those curtain ties? You can't go out that window.
Unfinished business watches me.
I knew you had to talk on your whole feet. You're only trash. You're nothing trash.
No, you are the trash. And now you are in the trash, you dirty bastardos.
Look, Mom, it's Wonder Woman.
Hey, wait, my bag. Hey, stop that guy. That guy stole my bag.
Wonder Woman, help. My mommy's bag.
He did what? Hey, you, stop right now.
What the fuck?
You're choking me! I can't breathe!
Give me that, you dope!
I can't breathe!
Here you go, Mams.
She's Wonder Woman, Mom. That's what she does.
Here, little Mams. Take my bracelet.
Really? Mom? Can I?
Thank you for getting my bag. I appreciate it very much. No problems. Right times in the right places.
Anya returns after this short commercial break. Need a break? Why not visit Number One Parry Square, Ireland's premier boutique hotel and spa? At Number One Parry Square, your leisure is our pleasure. Unwind and relax in our contemporary Voya Spa, which includes an herbal cocoon, coal bunker sauna, aroma steam room, Irish mist showers, and a zen garden for those lazy days. The spa is located in the original vaulted basement with many modern influences on design. Based on wonderful hand-harvested seaweed, certified organic and knowledge of the local traditions of seaweed baths and seaweed treatments, Voya strives to bring you the full power of nature in its purest forms throughout our Voya treatment range. But that's not all. Number One Parry Square also boasts an impressive menu of award-winning food at our exclusive Sash restaurant. Focusing on home cooking with an extra layer of sophistication, the menu at Sash is almost like country house food in the city, showcasing simple but elegant dishes, both classic and contemporary, using old-school, time-proven techniques. With a menu that is quietly confident and traditional, but with the same contemporary twist to be found throughout all of Number One Parry Square. For more, visit oneparrysquare.com. That's O-N-E, parrysquare.com, Ireland's premier boutique hotel and spa. Download the Anya app today and we'll deliver every episode direct to your smartphone. The Anya app is free and available in all app stores. So what are you waiting for? Download your free Anya app today. For more, visit anyapodcast.com.
Sorry for leaving you, Craig. I had to take off that bastardos. Is your mouth okay? Will I get you the ice creams? How come you arrived here? I was just going to serve the customer.
I was working on you. I was called here to fix a boiler. And then I find you dressed in a kinky outfit. Is this what it's come to?
What do you mean?
You know exactly what I mean. Come on. Look at those mirrors. I'm not stupid.
No, actually, I don't know what you mean.
How do I say this politely? Are you a lady of the night?
Lady of the what? Oh, wait. I know what you say. Like the pretty woman's. Come on, silly. I would never do that for the monies.
But why are you dressed like that?
This?
Yes.
This is my new uniform for my new jobs here at Mr. Bastato's. My new manager was making me try it on.
Now it makes sense. Listen, I know how much you wanted the job here, but that owner, Bastardo, or whatever his name is, he's definitely not worth it. You don't need to put up with that sort of behaviour. He was trying to take you through a ride, in every sense of the word. Here, get changed. I'll drive us home. It should be okay.
This will take forever to get off because it is tight as a grip. I will just put my long jackets back on and my clothes in this bag. Then we will be home even faster.
Okay, go on, son. They really need to start out these lives.
Yes, I get the very impatience too. The red lights go on forever.
Look, there's Father Colin with Father Biscuit.
Nice shorts, Fathers!
Thanks very much. Don't go out my short.
It's worse you could be doing, Father. That was bad.
Oh no! The ice cream man's!
Never mind the ice cream man. That's a bus full of school kids on its side. Now, Irene Ambulance, you stay here.
I am not staying here. I need to save Mr. Whippy's. I will never be able to get a love boats again.
The children are more important than Mr. Whippy. That bus was full. I could see them waving at randomers through the window.
I cannot stay here. I can't move in the stupid jackets either. Here, you take this.
to get us out of here.
Guys, look, it's Wonder Woman.
Thank you, St. Pancake, for answering my prayers. I know I asked for Robin, but Wonder Woman will do.
Well, check it out, Mother of Mercy.
Anya, you forgot your curtain tight. lasso.
I don't have my screws tight today. Don't worry, little mints. I am coming to save you. Okay, little mints, move this way. Cover your eyes. I can get you out of there quickly.
Anya, the gas from the ice cream van is leaking towards the flame. Hurry up.
Oh, Rice Krispie Cakes.
Anya, quick.
Okay, little mints, raise your arms.
It's really Wonder Woman. She's coming to save us. I can't wait to tell Daddy. He loves you.
Okay, next. You, quick, raise your arms.
Oh my God, I've never seen a real life superhero.
Okay, grab on. Whoops. Oh, don't put your hands there.
Sorry.
Okay, who's next?
Wonder Woman, Wonder Woman. I said 2 Hail Marys to St. Pancake, and then you arrived out of nowhere.
Come quick. We don't have much time. Greg, come here quick. Direct the children over towards... Actually, scrap that. Direct the children to the lollipops lady. Tell her to get them to safety zone behind that wall. Is that it, little girl? Is there anyone else trapped in there?
Shauna is still in there. Her leg is caught.
No, Edmunds! What was that?
Anya, hurry. The whole thing is going to blow.
Right, I need to get in here. Little girls, where are you?
I'm over here. My leg is stuck. I can't get out.
Okay, let me try. I can't move it.
Anya, hurry up.
Wait, close your eyes.
Oh no, please, Wonder Woman, don't cut off my leg. I want to be a gymnast.
Don't worry, little girl. I am not in the mood for chicken legs. I'll need to cut this steel bar to get you free.
Anya, you don't have much time. Hurry.
There, quick, grab on.
Thank you, Wonder Woman. You saved my life.
Thank you. Thank you.
Eyewitnesses reported seeing a woman described to be in her mid to late 20s running to the scene in superhero regalia. Rockwood resident Neville Butterfield was at the scene.
I was just standing there smoking a fag, waiting for the bus, like, you know. Next thing, this one comes across the road dressed like one of the cheeky girls. I was there, sham. Fair play to her, she got all the kids out. They could have been killed stone dead.
Later, at a City Hall press conference, Rockwood Mayor Martin Chancer praised the young lady for her outstanding work.
Absolutely incredible. I mean, where would you see the likes of it? From now on, this day will be known as the Bot Day, in honour of Rockwood community's heroine, the beautiful and courageous Miss Anya the Bot.
Yeah, in fairness, Anya, you really did the community proud today.
Thank you, guys. You are the bestest housemates ever. I need something to cool me down. Holy Christ! I forgot to say Mr. Whippy!
The guy on the news said the driver of the van passed away at the scene.